And we continue to break news and make a difference. We've got the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Josh Shapiro. Governor, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning. Good morning, Marty. I don't know that I'm breaking any news, but I'm happy to talk to you guys.
Well, as a guy with kids in school and as the governor and as a former attorney general, this has to enrage you, all these hoaxes, right, with these mass shooter hoaxes. It has to enrage you, sir.
It does. And obviously, yesterday morning, we were, you know, coordinating closely, Pennsylvania State Police, with our law enforcement partners. In fact, State Police is, you know, involved in an investigation to determine, you know, who was behind this. I think they used a lot of technology to shield themselves. We'll do our best to figure out who that is. But it's obviously just incredibly scary, incredibly dangerous, not just for those schools, but all the other assets in the community that are exposed when you have, you know, that kind of attention on a different asset. And so it's just something that, you know, we can't tolerate. And, you know, we've got to make sure that those who are engaged in these hoaxes, engaged in these, you know, false reports, are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
And Governor, as a father, you feel it directly, as we all do. And yesterday was so traumatic for so many families on the heels of another mass shooting, this one at a school in Nashville. And we've experienced this here in Pittsburgh, as we well know before. So it was very real for people. But you got to commend our first responders yesterday here.
First responders and law enforcement were great. And really just, I mean, they're the best of us. And I'm proud of them, proud to support them, proud to be, you know, trying to add more police and first responders in our communities through my budget. I'll tell you, though, you know, you started, Larry, by saying as a father, I mean, I'm in the car on the way to a farm in Lancaster County to talk about avian influenza. And I got panicked texts and calls from our daughter, who was, you know, is a student at Pitt. And one of the schools was nearby.
That's right.
And the students thought that there was a threat on campus.
Central, you know, Catholic. Central Catholic,
spread.
Half a mile away. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, she was panicked, and the other students were too. I was really pleased, by the way, that Pitt got right on that. They're providing counseling, mental health services, and others for students who feel that they want to talk to someone. But it's incredibly scary. And, you know, as a father, particularly in, you know, I'm a father with access to a lot more information than most people, it's still scary. It's still emotional.
Right.
And, you know, it's just not something we can tolerate in our society. We've got to, you know, combat that. We've got to combat, obviously, school shootings. And we got to do better as a Commonwealth and as a country.
Hey, Governor, we had the Pittsburgh Police Union president on here yesterday. Kind of dropped the bomb on us that they will be, he says, 300 officers short. No one wants to be a cop. And no one, their recruiting class has three in it. Three, sir. That's a disaster. There is no way you can protect a city 300 short. What the hell do we do, man?
Well, let me answer this a little bit more broadly.
Right.
And, you know, the mayor should comment on his police force in Pittsburgh. But I accept your question. Let me answer it. And by the way, got a great FOP leader in Pittsburgh. They do a really fine job.
Oh, yeah.
This dynamic of being some significant number of officers short, we're seeing all across Pennsylvania, Philly, Pittsburgh, you know, where you name it, suburban communities, urban communities, rural communities. And you've sort of got this confluence of a whole bunch of, you know, negative issues that's leading to this. Number one, the sort of public discourse makes people less interested in being a police officer. And I'll say it loud and clear, policing is a noble profession, and we need to encourage more people to go into policing. And listen, guys, they should be properly trained. They got to follow the rules. If not, they should be held to account. But we've got to get away from this, you know, sort of place where we attack police. Instead, we got to recognize it's a noble profession. Second, you got to put real resources into both hiring, retaining, and training our police. That's why in my budget, for the first time ever, we create a tax credit for any new police officer in Pennsylvania. They'll get up to $7,500 back in their pockets over the next 3 years. That's real money, and it shows that we value our police and we want people to go into that. And in the case of like Pittsburgh, for example, we want you to come from West Virginia and Ohio and move to Pennsylvania to be a police officer here. Our budget also invests in 4 new cadet classes for state police, so we can add to that. And then we've really got to do a better job of getting into our high schools, getting into our local communities, and recruiting people to be police officers in the communities where they were raised. So folks, when they see a police officer walking down the street, they come from the neighborhood. They look like them. There's a level of you know, comfort and connection with the community and the police. So it's going to take all of that, and the state's not going to be able to do it alone. Our mayors and county leaders and local leaders across the state, they're going to have to adopt a similar approach.
Hey, Governor, before we lose you, sorry to interrupt you. We're thousands.
Sorry, Mark.
UPMC has thousands of openings, thousands. There are thousands of folks looking for teachers. There's thousands of openings for truck drivers. And you just mentioned cops. I have never seen it in my life, Governor. There's something that happened to our culture where folks got away from, I got to get a job and work. What happened? And how do we fix that, sir?
Yeah, Marty, I'm going to just sort of respectfully push back a little bit on you. I don't know how much it is cultural. Maybe that's an aspect of it, but you know, we're at effectively darn near full employment in this country, right? We're real close to that. And yet, particularly with frontline workers, nurses, cops, teachers, just to name a few, home health care workers, right? The folks we depend on every day in our community, folks aren't going into that work because it's not enticing, whether because of wages or work conditions or what have you. And so until we think more about workforce development and training the next generation of workers to do those jobs, incentivizing it with more resources, I think we're in for a real struggle here. I was with a group of governors the other day, and you know, we're on sort of a panel, and they said, you know, what's the biggest challenge you're facing as governor? And I said, well, look, aside from the daily emergencies that you have to deal with, it's workforce issues, particularly those frontline workers. And the plans we put in place now, and maybe some of that, to your point, Marty, is sort of a cultural shift. But the things we do now, hopefully will reap benefits 3, 4, 5 years from now. But we've got a real challenge in this country. We've got to get back to valuing work, particularly frontline work, and we got to pay for it.
Governor, we're all counting on you.
Thanks,
and we appreciate your time this morning. We really do. And I'm glad yesterday, I forgot about your daughter being at Pitt, so you know firsthand the anxiety so many people felt and are feeling still. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, it's great. By the way, Larry, I will break some news for you, okay?
Okay.
And you guys could use this against me if I don't perform well. The Pirates asked me to throw out the first pitch next week. I think it's Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So
Friday.
We'll see if I can make it 60 feet, 6 inches, man. Or maybe they'll let me throw
Governor,
it the grass.
I did that last year. It's a lot of stress. You can't roll it in. You got to get it across the plate. And by the way, that's the home opener. And guess who's back? Andrew McCutchen. It'll be a big night. Well, good luck.
Big day for Kutch. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Governor Josh Shapiro on the Big K Morning Show.